Gossip Girl here, your one and only source into the scandalous lives of Manhattan's elite.
You'll never believe what's on Gossip Girl.
I saw Serena getting off the train at Grand Central.
I thought everything was good between us.
It was, before I found out you had sex with my boyfriend.
I didn't come back for you. Look, Blair's my best friend, and you're her boyfriend, and she loves you.
You really go out with some guy you don't know?
Well, you can't be worse than the guys I do know.
This party is for you, okay, so you can meet people, become a part of something.
Daniel, I'm shocked. I thought you were strictly an herbal man.
This isn't mine.
This is how I found this. It isn't mine, and it isn't your father's. What do you have to say for yourself, Nate?
You said you loved me.
Loved you.
I'm sorry I kissed you, but I did it because I thought he should know how it feels to lose you.
I like you. Only you.
That's good, because I've always been about you.
Masks come off at midnight, and I kind of need my
disguise. Don't you want to trade?
Sure.
Serena, I know we both care about Blair, but maybe the best thing is for me to just tell her the truth. I'm not over you.
Nate?
Serena?
Hey, have you seen Nate?
Jenny. Where is she made of, Serena?
And who am I? That's not a secret I'll never tell. You know you love me. XOXO.
Have you heard, Upper East Siders? Burlesque is all the rage again. And sometimes a little raging is exactly what you need.
I come here today.
And as always, Chuck's aiming to be ahead of the curve.
That girl? I have no idea.
But let's not get ahead of ourselves.
You want your dad to invest in a strip joint? How midtown?
A burlesque club. A respectable place where people can be transported to another time. Where they can feel free to let loose. No judgment. Pure escape. What happens at Victrola stays at Victrola.
Well, it does have franchise potential. Chuck Bass. I do believe all your years of underage boozing and womanizing have finally paid off. Truly, I am proud.
And you are my toughest critic. Well, second toughest.
So, do you think your father will go for it?
It is exactly the kind of innovative thinking upon which the Bass Empire was built. It is the perfect thing. I've been waiting for this.
We are so late. Are you coming?
Gotta pitch at the bar. Victory party. Here, tomorrow.
I wouldn't miss it.
I'll send a car.
Don't be nervous. He's gonna love it.
They all seem very discreet. It's up to you. But you will choose a facility and you will get the help that you need. After our dinner with the Waldorfs tomorrow night, of course. Unless you'd like to ruin the celebration honoring your father's new business union with Eleanor.
Ann, it's all right. Let me talk to him. How could you not tell her the drugs were here?
You're not going to end up in one of these places. Let me talk to her. You know how your mother overreacts?
Yeah, because his mom was the problem, right?
Look, work's been kicking my ass lately. The old man doesn't wear the hours as well as he used to.
This young viper at the office, Frank Meltzer, saw me fading one night, so he offered me a pick-me-up. It was stupid. I didn't even like it. Hey... I'll flush the bag right now, all right?
Dad, I just want you to be...
Look, let's not put a damper on the upcoming festivities. I've landed the Waldorf account, and my son has landed the Waldorf. So that's it? Hey, I'm not cutting the conversation short. Drinks after school at the club? Non-alcoholic, of course.
No, you don't understand, Vanessa. Okay, this door, let it see for the ball, and if I don't find it, Blair is going to kill me. It's under her name, and she doesn't even know I went.
No, Allison, I said that 2 weeks ago.
Dad, have you seen a bracelet? You know, round, silverish, sparkly?
Yeah, I think I saw that next to that ambiguous, vague thing by the nondescript place.
He hasn't seen it.
No, Allison, I haven't told him anything yet. Well, what should I be telling them when I don't even know what's...
Who are you talking to?
Your mother.
Tell her I say hi.
Jenny says hello. Who are you talking to?
Where's the other Humphrey?
Ow, Brick, not comfortable.
Right here, I'll tip over the table. Oh, yeah, this is definitely not very comfortable.
I know, you think all the money that we spent on this private school, they could at least give us a comfortable spot to make out.
Or a better chemistry teacher. Mr. Pizer is a little weird.
But you're thinking about Mr. Pizer right now?
We are at school.
Hey, Serena, why don't you get a room?
That's the plight of a Manhattan teenager. No cars.
You know, we could find a place more private. Our parents aren't always home.
That's true. They must eventually leave.
Problem is, waiting for eventually.
What's the rush? Really, it's not like it sucks.
Minus the Brit paparazzi.
Oh. Spotted. Serena and not-so-lonely boy clearly passed courtship in the courtyard.
Hi. You know, we should talk about this, though. About us.
About eventually.
Definitely, yes. Yes.
Or we could just get it over with in a broom closet.
In a broom closet, that is rich.
Mr. Pizer's waiting.
But can Brooklyn keep up with the Uptown Express?
Oh, Serena, right?
That's funny.
Not really, no.
What are you doing in the girls' hall?
I was actually looking for you. You know, I really didn't mean anything I said about having feelings for Serena.
Maybe you didn't. I don't even care. But other people might.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, including my brother. You brought me chocolate?
Well, I know you care about being friends with Blair. And your brother. He's with Serena, and I'm with... And I just really need you to help me out here. You promise?
Promise what?
Promise to help me come up with a more creative apology than these. I'm sorry for taking you for granted lately, okay?
That is so sweet. And I prefer the gold collection, but thank you. Hey, Cinderella. I think you dropped this at the ball. I hate secrets more than anything. You know that. Friends don't lie. And we're friends. Right? Right?
Jenny Humphrey's rise to the penthouse has been short and sweet, but if she crosses Blair Waldorf, it's straight back to the basement. Looks like this little lamb needs to stay silent, or else.
When can I go public with you?
My kids have to know first.
Make a secret safe with me.
Father?
Chuck.
Well... Bart, your points earlier were excellent, and I plan to bring them up at the next parent-teacher meeting.
Thank you, Vivi.
Not much future as an actress.
You don't say anything to Serena, you don't say anything to anyone. Lily would like this to play out in a certain way.
So you're serious about her?
What's with the business formal? Are you being arraigned for something?
I have an investment idea I think is utterly unique to your company. Something avant-garde, yet nostalgic. It is the perfect way for you to loosen the top button of Bass Inc. like you've been wanting, sir.
I am so pleased.
You are?
Are you kidding me? Do you know how long I've been waiting for you to be interested in something other than partying?
You should come see the place. It sells itself.
I have some meetings, but how's after?
After's great. After's good.
So, I heard on Gossip Girl that you were having sex with Dan out here. In streaming video.
Oh, God. Connie and Iz filmed us.
Well, it's not very High School Musical scandalous. And no, they haven't streamed it yet. But I heard it was aggressive.
I must say, Dan has been surprisingly good at everything we've done.
Which is? Everything?
No. But feel free to ask any personal questions.
But you've talked about it, right?
No, Mom, we haven't.
May I remind you that this is your first real boyfriend, S, and in relationships you talk about stuff.
I know, but I don't know, sometimes talking about it or planning it can ruin a good thing, you know?
I would know. Well, as long as you're not worried.
Well, I'm not, but I don't know, he might be. Is it possible for a guy to want to slow things down?
Only the guys we like. But with you, can't imagine why.
How was I?
I don't know. What's up with the judges? I was going to give you a 3, but since you're a virgin, I gave you an extra point.
Hey. I chose to wait. Sex is meaningful, like art. And you don't rush art.
Who's art? Did you sleep with him?
Did you sleep with him? Did you or did you not sleep with him? Yes, Allison, I did encourage you to do your paintings, not the next door neighbor. Hello? Hello? Dan, I didn't realize you were home. I'm sorry you had to hear that.
Well, I did. Something about a mom and a neighbor?
Yeah, it's complicated.
Mom's having an affair. It's easy for me to just say it.
Not to your son.
Oh, she hasn't exactly been rushing back to us. It's good to know why.
I'm home. What's going on, Dad?
Oh, nothing. Just gotta get some groceries.
Dan?
Sorry, Jen. I got a lot of homework.
Hey, Dad, I'm like 10 blocks away.
What? Oh, sorry, Nate. I have to take a rain check on our drink.
Why?
Client in crisis, can't get out of the office, but I'll be home as soon as I can.
Well, Dad, our talk was kind of important.
It's business, Nate. You understand, right? We'll talk later.
Looks like parents can be deceiving on both sides of the bridge.
Of thousands of dollars. It's one excuse for you to be around booze and women.
No. No, like, did you read the proposal? It shows a much bigger picture.
I came down here because I saw the effort you made. You want to impress me with your commitment to something? Try getting a few A's in school. Or maybe a part-time job.
Like the pot calling the kettle black has young Bass boiling over. And if we know Chuck, he's not one to let things lie. Someone pour that man a drink.
You need to look elegant for the Archibald dinner tomorrow night. So what do you think?
Yes, it would be very nice if I was sailing up on the Mayflower.
Anne Archibald was wearing her amazing Cornelius Vanderbilt diamond ring the other night. It's going on and on. About how it would end up on your finger. Someday.
Wait, Nate spoke to his mother about our future?
He actually asked for the family ring?
Mm-hmm.
Like cold hard cash can get you the cold hard truth. Didn't anyone tell you, Anne? Be careful what you fish for.
I can't believe we actually got the apartment first.
Is that down there pretty fast?
Well, with an opportunity like this, one needs to take advantage. When do you think your dad and sister will be back?
Anywhere from an hour to 20 minutes.
Well, 20 minutes is plenty.
Kind of bright in here, don't you think? Maybe get some blinds or a clapper.
How about next time?
Hey, Dan. Hungry?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Vanessa, right? Good to see you.
Good to see you.
And good to see you. Seeing us.
Seeing you.
Excuse me. You really need to start using that door.
You're showing me to.
No, practice makes perfect.
Leaving. Out the door.
And we appreciate it.
Talk about it?
You mean about Vanessa? No, you know, she's like family. It feels comfortable. So, therefore, she often shows up without calling.
No, I mean, about what almost maybe might have just happened.
Oh, you mean if Vanessa hadn't entered and we...
Or we cannot talk about it.
Dan, we're home. We got breakfast.
Hungry?
Spotted. Bath drunk off his ass. At the palace bar, drinking away his woes and his investment capital.
Nathaniel, your position in my esteem has been replaced by your voicemail. So, Bart didn't go for Victrola, but truth is I bought the house out already for tonight, and it's not a party without my people. Or any people.
See you there.
Long night?
Alfonso made me an omelet. I may have washed it down with a bellini or two.
Father didn't go for your business proposal. Come on. Let me help you.
He was born poor. I was born loaded. But if the only way to impress him was if I started with nothing, then why doesn't he just take it all away?
Because he loves you. No good parent likes to see his child go without.
I had the idea. I did the work. He tells me I can't be committed and he's the one screwing 25-year-olds. When he's supposedly committed to you.
We're newly committed, as recent as last week.
I wonder why he was pawing some Asian chick in his limo yesterday.
How could I be surprised, really? Excuse me. I'm on my way. I'm late for my blowout at Arden.
Mom, please. The drugs were Dad's. I mean, I guess he thought it'd be easier on everyone if I took the hit. But they were his.
I don't understand.
No, he promised me he'd flush the coke.
and I caught him buying more.
The lengths that you will go to get out of trouble.
Mom, he has a problem. I need your help. Please. You look down at the floor every time someone tries to tell you the truth. Just look at me. Mom! I saw Dad buying drugs yesterday.
He's been under a lot of pressure. And if you hadn't been so difficult lately...
What?
Your latest rebellions have been very hard on your father, Nate. All this business with Dartmouth. Your issues with Blair.
Mom, Dad needs your help.
Not another word of this. We have a celebratory dinner to get to. Please wear a tie.
See, you curl your fingers into a fist, and with several thrusts of force, you knock on the door.
Hey, I didn't use the fire escape. Baby steps. And what are you doing watching porn?
It's not porn, it's art cinema.
Well, from what I saw earlier, you don't need to be doing research.
I can't talk about this with you.
I'm curious, though, about the change in your attitude, because... May I remind you that in your pale, romantic, tortured days, you'd wax on, and I quote, that sex is meaningful, like art, and you don't rush art.
That was in 2005. I was more idealistic then. I was much younger. And there wasn't an actual girl who wanted to have sex with me.
You're going to lose your virginity.
Ooh, can you...
My friend Dan.
Please not turn my sex life into a country song.
It's okay. I'm sure Serena knows what to do. What with her vast experiences with boarding school professors, Pamplonian bullfighters, best friends, boyfriends.
That's enough now. You can go, please.
But if it were me with you... I'd want you to hide Cedric, maybe get some candles, and replace the football sheets. But take it or leave it.
Thanks.
Thanks for helping me out with the bracelet. I didn't know a broken glass could cost that much.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Oh, wait, no, it wasn't.
Game recognizes game, little Jay. But you have to show more respect. This is the last time I've helped you. Next time you cross me, I won't be as forgiving.
Don't worry, there won't be a next time.
Good. Because I want to tell you something. Something nobody knows, not even Serena. You can keep a secret, right?
Of course.
Nate is planning on giving me his family diamond. It's the most incredible ring you've ever seen.
Ring as an engagement ring?
I remember the first time I ever saw him. Maybe we were just little kids, but I knew. He's the one I want to marry. And now it seems like he feels the same way, too. Why are you not happy for me?
I'm sorry. It's just been a really weird week. There's this stuff with my parents and my family, so... Maybe I should just go.
No. Maybe you should look at me in the eye and tell me what you're hiding. You jealous?
Of you and Nate?
Do you like him?
Oh, no!
You think because you talked to him once in the hall that you might have a shot?
Blair, it's nothing like that.
Then tell me, what is it like?
I don't want to hurt you.
How could you hurt me?
Yesterday wasn't the first time I talked to Nate. At the ball, he told me he wasn't over Serena.
Why would he tell you that?
Because I was wearing her mask. And he thought I was her. He kissed me.
That's enough.
Blair, I didn't want you to find out.
You're dismissed, Jenny. For good.
Howard.
favorite.
Thank you.
Hey, you look beautiful tonight. Anything on your mind?
No. Is there anything you want to say?
No.
The leg wrap. It's interesting.
Sexy, right? And it increases stability.
Sure, yeah, I can see that.
The hair grab, does that really work?
Oh, yeah, every time.
Okay, so leg wrap to hair grab. Hold on a second. Do I have to keep my shirt open and billowing like that?
Well, it never hurts.
I'm doomed.
Sensuous massage. Something we should talk about?
No.
You know, I have a lot of tension, stress in between my shoulder blades. So,
I'm headed to the gallery to test run a 24-hour projection installation. Vanessa and Jenny are over there. Do you want to come?
24 hours is a very long time to be working straight. So, I think I might just chill here.
Alone? On a Saturday night? With your new girlfriend? Son?
Dad, we've had the talk already.
Do you need a refresher?
Etched in my brain. Thanks.
Well, just be safe. Don't do anything you're not ready to do, or she's not. Oh, and, lose the football sheets. And Cedric.
You look pretty good for a dead messenger.
I thought I was doing the right thing.
You did. Now, Blair knows the truth. And she and Nate can talk about it. Honest communication is what every good relationship is based on. At least that's what I hear.
I think how I'd feel, you know, if I loved someone and they betrayed me. How would you ever get things back to the way they were?
Wait, are we still talking about Blair and Nate here?
Yeah. Of course. What else can we be talking about?
I don't know. Your parents? Look, maybe you don't go back. Maybe you go forward. Get two people in the room willing to be balls out honest. Might get ugly, but eventually the dust has to settle. And then you can see if there's hope.
We've celebrated the partnership, but I don't think we've given Eleanor her just due. This lady is fantastic.
Oh, well, thank you, Howard. More cheese. Have you tried the Humboldt Fog?
Eleanor's right. Enough business talk.
Right. Let's focus on our family's other joint venture, the union of our children. I have to say, every time I look at Anne's finger and see Blair's future engagement ring, I can hardly contain my joy. Blair, why don't you try it on?
No, thank you. It's all right.
Yes, I would like to see it.
Anne, give it to Blair.
Dad, she doesn't want to try on the ring.
Howie, why don't we just let it alone?
Just give it to the girl, Anne. Eleanor, do we have another bottle? If there was ever an occasion for a toast, this is it. They're going to make such a beautiful couple. Now, come on. Slide that thing on. That's what I'm talking about, huh?
That's very pretty.
Looks magnificent.
Thank you.
Everybody, yeah? Perfect. Yeah? Now, how about that toast? Come on. Everybody, bottoms up.
Dad, why don't we go smoke those cigars we got, huh?
Mm-hmm. Good idea. Excuse us.
Certainly.
This seat taken?
Father.
Wow, the light of day doesn't do this place any justice.
I told him he had to check it out when the joint was in full swing.
Chuck, this is Pauletta Cho.
Chuck Bass. Pleasure.
All mine.
Pauletta interviewed me for that recent piece in The Observer. Wrote me to a lunch yesterday to pitch me on the idea of helping her with a career change.
What can I say? I'm tired of reporting on Titan. Want to be one myself.
Right, well, you better to help than my father.
As a test, I gave her your proposal that I was given to take a look at.
The math was fine, but what interested me was the wish fulfillment quality to the report.
So, perhaps some old school thinking and fatherly bias clouded my judgment. What do you say? I love the idea of being a patron of burgeoning talent.
Shall we take a full tour?
Yeah. You know, I've been trying to get a hold of Lily, but I don't seem able to.
Dad. There's something I have to tell you.
Dad, you have a problem.
I don't have a problem.
You tweaked and embarrassing. You're trying to tell me you don't have a problem?
Don't be so dramatic.
No, you reminded me every day how important this business deal is to you. I mean, you've been selling me out trying to make it happen, pushing me towards Dartmouth, towards Blair.
You don't understand.
Dad, you're totally sabotaging all of it tonight.
Hey, who the hell are you to tell me? I'm the adult. You're the kid.
I know.
I'm going back inside.
Dad, don't.
Hey, let go of me!
What's going on here?
Nothing. He's my son.
Is everything all right?
Everything's fine.
I'm not asking you.
Sorry, Dad. I need help. Check his pockets while you're at it.
Spotted on Fifth Avenue, a father and son showdown. Too bad not all the witnesses can be bought off.
She's not taking my calls. I can't believe you did this.
I made a mistake.
This isn't high school, Chuck.
I'm sure she'll take you back once you explain.
I'm not so certain about that.
If she doesn't, I'm not sure that's my fault. There's a reason she was so quick to believe me.
There's a fire eater in the ladies' lounge.
You two should set a meeting. See if this place can really be something.
I'm gonna try and find Lily and fix this.
What are you doing?
Going to Victrola. I promised Chuck, it's important to him.
I saw your father get arrested. Why didn't you come to me? I would have listened.
I've tried, Blair. But every time I try, something's got your attention. A dinner party. You know, a masked ball?
Yeah. Let's talk about that masked ball. Let's talk about how I was waiting for you to find me so that we could finally be together. You were confessing your feelings and kissing Serena. I thought I was doing everything right.
It's not your fault.
Do you love me? To deal with your father. He needs you. You know what? I don't.
Okay. I'm ready. I know it may not compare to a suite at the Ritz in Paris or chalet in Aspen, and it might be a fire hazard, but
it's perfect.
Where's Nate?
I think we just broke up.
What?
I don't want to talk about it. I just want to escape. I've been to this place before, right?
I know you don't want to talk about what happened, but...
Relief. I feel relief. You know, I got moves.
Really?
Then why don't you get up there?
No, I'm just saying, I have moved.
Come on, you're 10 times hotter than any of those guys.
I know what you're doing, Bass. You really don't think I'd go up there.
I know you won't do it.
Grab my drink.
Guest Upper East Siders, Prohibition never stood a chance against exhibition. It's human nature to be free, and no matter how long you try to be good, you can't keep a bad girl down.
Well, this is a new strain of obsessive compulsive.
The art piece projects up to the ceiling.
Oh, still doing anything to get a girl on her back, huh?
What are you doing here, Lil?
Let
me answer the question another way. Did you break up with Bart again?
Well, what did I do to deserve such a thorny welcome?
I'm sorry, I'm really not in the mood to play games. I don't know what's happened with my wife or my marriage, and you showing up here randomly and often doesn't make figuring that out any easier.
I'm sorry I bothered you, really.
No, wait. You know, if you want to stay and see the installation, I could really use the company.
I don't want to be in your way.
Since when, Vander Woodson?
I'm ready to get that fixed. I'm really happy to be here with you right now.
Wait.
What? What? Did I do something wrong?
No.
I knew the hair thing was too much.
No. No, it's just,
I'm just never good. What?
I'm scared.
Of me?
No. Yes, but no, it's just I've never.
You've never. You're not.
No. No, I wish. It's just nobody's ever looked at me the way you just did. In fact, I don't think they looked at me at all. You think I'm crazy, don't you?
No, I don't.
Are you mad?
Mom, hey. What's going on?
What do you think? I'm headed down to the police station. The lawyers will meet me there, along with someone from the district attorney's office.
Wait, what? Why can't we just pay his bail?
Bail is set at $1 million.
What are you talking about? It wasn't even that much coke.
It seems your father is facing some other charges.
For what?
Embezzlement and fraud.
I guess they've been building their case for a while. Well, are you coming?
I don't want this moment to ever end, where everything's nothing without you.
Mom, it's time for you to come home. Thanks for the love, Tom.
You're amazing out there.
I don't want this moment to ever end, where everything's nothing without you.
I want you to know.